Blog Talk Radio.
She got that good, good. She Michael Jackson bad. I'm attracted to her for her attractive bad. And now we murderers because we kill time. I knock her lights out and she still shine. I hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave. But I keep her running back and forth like a soccer team. Cold as a winter day, hot as a summer's eve. Young money thieves, fill your heart with ease.
I like the way you walkin' if you walkin' my way. I'm that Red Bull, now let's fly away. Let's buy a place with all kind of space. I let you be the judge, and I'm the case. I'm gutter, gutter, I put her under. I see me with her, no Stevie Wonder. She don't even wonder, cause she knows she bad. And I got a nigga, grocery
okay.
bag.
Ooh, baby. I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed
okay.
rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock.
Okay, I get it. Let me think. I guess it's my turn. Maybe it's time to put this pussy on your sideburns. He say I'm bad, he probably right. He pressing me like button downs on a Friday night. I'm so pretty like, he on my pedal bike. He on my low skirt, he on my egg white. He say, Nikki, don't stop, you the bestest. And I just be coming off the top as bestest.
I love your sushi roll, hotter than wasabi. I race for your love, shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. I'm at the W, but I can't meet you in the lobby. Girl, I gotta watch my bag, cause I'm not just anybody. I seen them stand in line, just to get beside her. I let her see the ass in, and let the rest surprise her. That's when we disappear, you need GPS to find her. Oh, that was your girl, I thought I recognized
okay. Ooh, baby, I be stuck with you like glue. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock.
Okay.
I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock. I can make your
bed rock.
She likes tanning. I like standing. She like romancing. I like rolling with friends. She said I'm caged in. I think her conscience is. She watching that Oxygen. I'm watching ESPN. But when that show ends, she all on my skin. Low chance, slow emotions. Roller coasting like back and forth. Hold it.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
She pose like it's for posters. And I poke like I'm supposed to. Take this photo if you for me. She said, don't you ever show this. I'm too loyal and too focused to be losing and be hopeless. When I spoke this, she rejoiced it. Said your words give me open. So I closed it with your closes. I'm only loving for the moment. She ain't got a man, but she's not alone. Miss Independent, yeah, she got her own. Hey, gorgeous, I mean flawless. Well, that's what you are, how I see it is how I call it. Yeah, look at how she walk. Mm-hmm, she know she bad. You do your thing, baby. I ain't even mad, and I ain't even fast. I'ma stay a while. Hold your head, Chris.
Ooh, baby, I be stuck to you like glue, baby. Wanna spend it all on you, baby. My room is a G-spot. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock. I can make your bed rock, girl. I can make your bed rock. I can make your
bed rock.
Well, good morning, my fellow peeps, flowers, petals,
darlings, lovelies, and all that wonderful stuff. Welcome to the Friday morning Hazel and her tea. And the sad thing is, I haven't even got any damn tea next to me. You know what? It's a laptop. I can walk and talk at the same time. You guys are coming with me while I make some tea. So thankfully, I'm over this horrible, horrible allergic reaction that completely knocked me on my butt. And I am not joking. Well, good grief, why do people do this with the sink so that I can't get the kettle in to fill it up with water? Hold on a second, my lovely. Seriously. Yes, I have dishes. Not many. Just teacups. Because, hey, me, I drink tea. So, you know, the whole allergic reaction thing, as you all know, knocked me on my very beautiful but very plump bottom. I am a lot better now, thankfully. I've had, my skin still is itching like crazy, but it's, you know, that does take a while for it to calm down. And I just have to be careful how much I scratch so I don't, you know, tear my skin open and all that yucky stuff. So I'm going to explain to people why yesterday, how do I put it? I put up a status yesterday on Facebook about being blamed for things. I'm trying to think how I should put this into work. Basically, in 2006, Robert Stead got arrested for using a computer to facilitate a child sex act, which basically meant he went online, he went into a chat room, and he looked for a minor to have sex with. He found one. She was supposedly 15 years old, and he went to meet her. Now, the chat in itself would have got him arrested. It wouldn't have got him nearly as much time as he did for actually going, but the chat itself would have got him arrested. So, basically, the only way I can describe the distance that he had to drive, it was about, AJ, how far would you say it was from 39th and Good Hope to 76th and, well, the one subway you went to, 76th Street?
Oh, my God. It's
a good 5 miles, if not more, right?
Yeah, it could be more than that.
So, you know, any point during that drive that he had to, you know, do there would have taken him a good 30 minutes, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And at any point, he could have changed his mind and turned around.
Right.
This man chose to go to the subway to meet a 15-year-old for sex. He got caught, and he was arrested. And that evening, I actually was laying down on the couch. I had busted my ankle and my knee open, saving our son from falling down this embankment that would have likely seriously hurt Robert. Instead, it was me who went down. I was laying on the couch at 7:30 in the evening. The funny part of it is, Robert said when he left that evening, he said, "I know you're not feeling well, so I'll buy us subs for dinner." 7:30 that evening, police busted in the front door with a search warrant, took Robert and put Robert in his bedroom. He was 6 years old at the time. Robert screaming he wanted his mom, and they wouldn't let him near me because they were concerned that Robert had been abused. They searched our house. They took our computer, digital camera. To this day, I only have one photo of Robert's 6th birthday. I don't have any other photos of his birthday. And what is sad is all the photos that were on that camera also were of my parents' visit to us in 06. so I have nothing of that at all. Robert was still in the room with the police officer, and the police officer was talking to him. I was searched as well in my apartment by the police to make sure that I wasn't hiding any memory cards or anything in obvious places. They took every DVD and CD that wasn't, that you would buy from a store to burn stuff onto. They took memory cards, they took everything. When they left, an hour and a half later, we were left with nothing. Our whole house had been turned upside down. My couch had been flipped over. My mattress was, it was a mess. Long story short, he went to trial. He pled guilty the first time. Was sentenced to 1 year in, 2 years in jail, 2 years probation. He fought that because his attorney says that if he pled guilty, he could appeal it, which, as you know, is a lie. You plead guilty, you're pleading you did something wrong. So that got overturned and he was released. He was out for, what was it, about a year? It was about a year. Then he was sentenced to 5 years in jail, 5 years probation. He is currently out now. He came out in October. And he has been violating a lot of his probation. He has a 4 o'clock curfew. I do not know, I think, of the time when he's in by that time. Do you, AJ? We've had that discussion before that he's never in. He's not allowed to use computers. He uses computers all the time. There's just a lot of things that... How do I put it? A lot of things that he's doing that are causing problems. There's more to the story than that. I'm just trying to work out how I can break it down because I want to give, it's embarrassing, to be perfectly honest. Because of his actions and everything, I was tested for pretty much every STD, HIV, everything for a good couple of years. And yesterday he's been going on that he's wanted unsupervised visits with Robert. Right now he has to have supervised visits with Robert. I have to supervise those visits, which is not fun. I don't like it. It's horrible. Part of his thing is that he has to submit to a polygraph test. For those of you who don't know, a polygraph test is a lie detector test. He went and had a polygraph test yesterday and he didn't pass it, he failed it. And it's not that he just failed it on one thing, he failed it on many things. He failed on other than the time that you were arrested for, have you had any contact with any minors, any sexual contact? He said no, he failed. He failed on the using a computer. He failed on porn. He failed on breaking curfew. He just kept failing and failing and failing. Now the hat is being put over into the hands of the district attorney to decide what they want to do. In the meantime, when he called up last night and told me about this, it's all of a sudden my fault yet again. It's my fault he broke all this because I decided not to get back to it with him. And I just didn't, if he had to been with me and Robert, then he wouldn't break curfew. And it just went on and on and on. And I've been dealing with this since 06. It's been, pretty damn tough. And the only way to survive is unless you seriously have been through this. Doesn't matter what you say, it's hard. It really is hard. I've had people say, well, just ignore him. You can't just ignore it. It's a situation that I'm dragged into. I was, when he went to court the second time, I had to testify for both the defense and the prosecution. You know, and it's an ongoing thing. It's been really a long battle, and I hate to say it, but I do hope that the DA decides to send him back to jail. Because, for one thing, he'll be out of Robert's life until Robert turns 18. And I think Robert needs that. Robert, you know, does so well and everything, and it's not like he doesn't have a really good fatherly figure in his life. AJ stepped up to the plate right from day one. There were times when he would, like, come over to visit. He didn't come over to see me. He came over to play video games with Robert.
I can't even do both.
But AJ's always made Robert a priority. AJ knew, you know, that me and Robert were a package deal. And it's funny because AJ and Robert are so much alike. You know, you forget, as my parents say, you forget sometimes that AJ is not Robert's biological father. And I, you know, it's a struggle, and I get tired and tired of being the scapegoat for the entire family on what went on. I wasn't perfect. I will say that I wasn't perfect. And AJ will attest to, I'm not the easiest person to live with, especially when my LCD kicks in and I want things done such as, I mean, AJ will tell you, he can make the bed and I can go right behind him and remake it because the pillows aren't just right. I drive people insane with that. It's like I'm looking at the couch opposite me now, and the pillows on that couch aren't right. There's nothing wrong with how they are, but they're just not right. So I know I'm not the easiest person to live with. But saying that, there is no excuse for going out there and sleeping with a 15-year-old girl or trying to. The fact that he failed a lie detector test, and on that lie detector test, he was asked, have you slept with any minors? And he said no, and he failed. Says a lot. Now it's a question of how many.
Or was he doing that after he was released?
Well, that was what I was actually going to break that down. He had was given the question, before you were arrested for trying to meet this girl, had you slept with any minors? And he said no. And he was found, he didn't tell the truth. Then it was said, since your arrest for it, have you slept with any minors? He said no, and he lied. So right there is the problem. Now, we are going to be right back because I can hear my kettle boiling, and I need to go make my cup of tea. But I will be right back, and we'll continue talking.
We'll be right back. You think I'm just gonna turn the other cheek?
The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back. The push man's on, push him right back.
are back. I had my tea. I had to eat a little smackle or something, as Winnie the Pooh would say. So I had a nice blueberry yogurt while you were all listening to tunes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so basically that's why yesterday I was kind of very upset in the evening. Because AJ can attest to this. I've been the family, Robert's dad's family scapegoat for everything. You know, he got arrested. It was my fault. He got sent to jail. It was my fault. He can't see his son. It's my fault. You know, it just goes on and on and on. The fact of the matter is that, you know, he needs to be accountable for his actions. You know, he said to me last night, I'm accountable for him. I'm taking account. I never denied I did it, but it was a conspiracy I was set up. No, you got into a chat with an undercover officer is what you did. The moment you started telling somebody who you assumed to be 15 years old that you wanted to perform certain sexual acts on them, you're done. And the fact that you could not pass a lie detector test, you're done. You know, to me, it's beyond disgusting. It really is. He knows better. He should have done better. You know, he keeps saying he wants to make it up to his son and everything. Well, what's he going to... How is he making up to his son that's going to end up back in jail again? You know, and I, as I say, I'm sick and tired of being the scapegoat for everything that goes wrong. He did the crime. He needs to own up, and he needs to take responsibility, and he needs to be a man about it.
Which he won't.
But, yeah, he won't. You know that he won't. And, you know, for starters, why would I stay with somebody who cheated on me with over 50 women, for begin with. Out of those 50 women, he finally admitted that some of those were prostitutes. So not only was he cheating on us, he was using the money that was for our household to pay for sex. You know, I couldn't get a freaking new set of underwear or a new t-shirt, but he could go out and pay for sex. You know, and so to me, that's a deal breaker in itself. Add on top of that, that he is a pedophile. Yes, he is a pedophile. And he can't pass a lie detector test saying that since he got arrested, that he has gone looking for, he's had sex with a minor. That to me is disgusting. You know, and then on top of that, he wonders why his eldest son doesn't want anything to do with it. He has two sons. He has an elder son called John, who's 24, and then there's Robert. His relationship with Robert is hanging on by a thread right now. Let's be perfectly honest. I think Robert has a sense of loyalty to him because it's his dad, but that's about as far as it goes. It totally just amazes me that... It doesn't totally amaze me because my father didn't have anything to do with me. But it's like, why was him getting his rocks off more important than his kid? You could say that to anyone who's walked away from their family for another person, regardless of the age. You know, it just frustrates me. It really does. But I think we need to lighten up the mood a little bit, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And what should we lighten up the mood with?
Whatever you can find.
I would say we're lighting up the mood with the damn weather, but every time we keep getting told, oh, tomorrow will be sunny and it'll be like this, we wake up to clouds. It's cloudy again.
I don't mind being overcast, but I just wish it was a little bit warmer.
Needs to warm up. It's horrible.
Maybe that will change.
Maybe it will. I swear, I don't know. I'm glad we all made it to Friday in one piece. Or almost in one piece. Are you in one piece, Trail?
No. Because then I gotta go to work Monday. This week went too quick.
Aww. It's okay. okay, my fluffy traily belly. There was something I wanted to do, but I don't know if it's over. I'm looking for something. Bear with me. You're going to hear me go echoey. No, not there. Hold on. I'm venturing into the son's bedroom. It might be in here.
Some of these candy. You probably ain't going to miss.
No. Peanut butter cup eggs. Here, have one, Trev. Seems only the logical thing to do if your son has Easter candy left nearly 2 weeks after Easter. The only fair thing you can do is eat it, because otherwise it's just going to waste. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at me. You can have the egg, but you're not eating the chocolate. There. Nom, nom. These are good. Want another one?
Sure.
Here, have another one. Now, here's a question for you. Do you think employers should provide all parts of the uniform for their staff?
Depends on the job.
In your job, say, for example.
Of course. Dang, I know.
I think you can actually, if you keep the receipts, you can take it off your taxes if you have to buy clothes that are for a work.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I agree with that.
Who proposes that? I'm trying to find something. I'm going to play another song. I'll be right back. Let me find a song first. Here we go. I'll be back.
Oh, I had a lot to say.
Make my world go round, and I just wanted to take and die. I love how you kiss, I love all your sounds, and baby, the way you make my world go round, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry.
And we are back. Now, this next little segment of the show is for my little fans. And my little fans, I gave some of them a shout-out on Wednesday, but this is for Eliana, for TC, and for Lil Baby Juju. So we're going to have some story time. So there is a room in London. It's a small room of a small boy. But this room belongs to a boy named Christopher Robin. Like most boys his age, Christopher Robin had an assortment of stuffed animals to play with, and they all lived in an enchanted place called the Hundred Acre Wood. When Christopher Robin plays, he has friends called a donkey named Eeyore, Piglet, a very small pig, Rabbit, Kanga and her son Roo, a tiger named Tigger, and then there is Owl too. But Christopher Robin's best friend is a bear of very little brains called Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short. Winnie the Pooh, a bear of very little brains, was walking along a winding path that led to somewhere called his thinking spot. He was headed there because he felt there were some things he needed to think about. As he sat down on a hardwood log, he remembered someone. Someone he had seen for a very long time and was hoping to see soon. He remembered what had happened. The waiting, the longing, the wonderment, and the complete confusion. He said he would come the next day, but he never did. Pooh had hoped he would come up the day after that, but he never did. Every day he went to their special place, but Christopher Robin never came. Pooh hopped up from his log and said to himself, I must find him, I must. So he went to his very good friend Piglet's house. Piglet's house was located in a large tree for such a small animal. A sign outside said Trespassers Will, which was short for Trespassers William. Piglet, Pooh exclaimed, knocking on the small door. The door opened, and there in the doorway stood a little small pink piglet. Hello, Pooh. Hello, Piglet. I was wondering, have you seen Christopher Robin? Piglet stepped out of his house and began to walk. I'm sorry, Pooh. I haven't seen Christopher Robin in. He trailed off. When had Piglet last seen Christopher Robin? It surely hadn't been any time recent, but how long ago was not recent? Maybe we should go to Tigger's, Piglet suggested. He might have seen him. What an excellent idea, Piglet. We shall. And off they went to their very dear friend Tigger's house. Tigger's house was located in a tree, and there was a tire swing that hung from a very sturdy, thick branch. Tigger, Pooh and Piglet called. Before Pooh had known what had happened, he was on the ground and looking into the small black eyes of no other than Tigger. Hello, Pooh Bear. Haven't seen you bouncing around in a while, Tigger said, hopping off of Pooh and helping him up. What's up? Oh, dear, Tigger, Piglet said. We were just wondering if you had seen Christopher Robin. Tigger's face went blank. When had he seen Christopher Robin last? Can't say. It sure has been a long time. Maybe we should go and ask Bunny Boy. I'm sure a rabbit has seen him. Maybe. And off the three friends went, two of them walking and one bouncing as they went to their dear friend Rabbit's house. Rabbit's house was similar to Piglet's as it was in a tree. However, Rabbit was successful growing garden in the front with everything from squash to watermelons. Rabbit, who'd finished pulling up most of the vegetables from his garden, was having the most frustrating time with a certain carrot that just was not coming out the ground. "Come on," Rabbit grunted, as she tried for the 30th time to get the carrot out the ground. Like the other 29 attempts, it didn't work. He fell right on his face. Getting up, he glared at the carrot. "It doesn't matter if you don't think you're not ripe. You have to come out sometime. As it says in the official gardening almanac for bunnies, today is the first day of autumn, also known as harvest day." And as many times before, Rabbit was flipped onto the ground with Tigger sitting on top of him, grinning as if he was a chocolate-covered strawberry and they were falling from the sky. Well, that's the first part. We are going to read another part of that story next week. So everybody has to tune in so they can hear the next part of the story. And let me find it. Really? That's gone? Hold on. I'm trying to find something. Yeah, as I say, we'll read the next part of that story probably Wednesday evening for my little ones. So until then, here's a song specially for them with lots of love from Auntie Hazel.
Dog goes woo, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Duck say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that
just be, what does the fox say? It should be, what does Hazel say? Teet, 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 and some chocolate. Teet, 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 teet. What? Think I'm insane, don't you?
We all are insane.
Is this the look of an insane person?
Yes.
I object. When was the last time I did something totally insane?
Hmm.
My God, that was loud.
There, the stomach's there, fella.
For those of you who wondered what that growling was, that was AJ's stomach announcing that he is hungry. That was too funny. But I guess we could go out soon. We have to go out. You've got to find you some new work pants for work.
Yeah. Or something.
But didn't we say we were going for shorts, so you can wear shorts to work?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see people looking at your sexy chocolatey legs. They're my legs.
Oh, no, I have to wear like black socks anyway.
Yeah, but they don't go up to your knees. Otherwise you look like one of those weirdo old men who wear sandals, socks to their knees and then shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then waddles along.
What?
And Mindy, our little dog, is looking at her daddy and whining. What do you want, baby?
I already know what she wants.
What do you want, my baby? Hi, Mama. Oh, Robert took your collar off again, didn't he? I know. I love you, Bunchy. Okay, but your paws are hurting my boobies. That's better. Because we can't have bruised boobies because of doggies. I'm having a cuddle with my Mindy, but with my Libby. And Robert always takes her collar off because he thinks that she shouldn't have to wear it inside. Oh, scratchy, scratchy, scratchy. Oh, that's it. Big old scratchy, scratchy. Ooh. Okay, now both of you get off of me. Okay, down. Come up. Thank you, thank you. Ooh. Do you know what? I think I left that kettle on. I did. The kettle's still boiling. Oh, my God. God, we could have ended up with a kettle fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I still can't believe we made it to Friday. This week to me has gone really slow. I know you think it's gone fast.
Mm-hmm. But
no, it's slow. It's slow.
Slow.
I'm glad I'm feeling better, though. You got to admit, I had a rough week. And it's still tiring me out because yesterday, what was it, like 7 o'clock, I went to lay down in bed. And if Robert had a big guy on about, Mom, I've got nothing to wear. I need my hoodie washed. Wash it yourself. Do it by hand. But it won't dry in time. So I turned into my mother yesterday evening, which was we got the hoodie washed and everything. Wrang it out, put it between two towels, then you iron it with a hot iron for 15 minutes, then roll it up to get all the thing out, put it on a hanger and stick it in front of a fan. Did I then or did I not have the argument with him? But it won't be dry by morning. Yes, it will. No, it won't. Robert, you are going to bed. You've got 8 hours. That shirt will be dry. But it's a hoodie, it's not just a shirt, what can I wear? My child, you went to school all week wearing jeans and t-shirt and it was colder than it's going to be today. And it was raining. So today he goes to school when it's not raining wearing shorts and a hoodie.
Pretty much.
I swear that child has issues.
And you just now know that?
I've known my child has issues for a long time, but... Good grief. But anyway, what I was, go back to what we were like talking about and everything, is have you noticed though that you start, I mean maybe not you so much, but me as a mom, I start coming out with things and afterwards I'm like, oh my God, I've turned into my mother.
Pretty much.
I swear, when you have a child, they take you aside and learn, teach you how to point your finger. Because that takes on a whole new life of its own. Plus then on top of that, you know, I get, you know, right now we're actually fighting for Robert to be able to go to his high school, not high school, middle school graduation. And I'll explain what's going on with that. South Milwaukee Middle School has a policy that if you have outstanding school fees or if you have a child that had 2 F's in one semester of their final year, that they cannot go to graduation. They graduate, but they just cannot go to the graduation ceremony. Well, because of us losing our home and everything, we weren't able to keep up with the fees. So we do have outstanding fees for the school. On top of that, Robert, when we were moving from where we were staying with a friend to where we are now, got two Fs in that school semester. So the school has said that he cannot graduate. But we were able to appeal it. We haven't had the outcome of it yet. But Robert wrote a heartfelt letter himself to the school appeals committee. I sent one to Bless Tora. She sent one as well. And also my friend Anne sent one. And we are really, really hoping that, you know, they overturn it, because it's not like Robert got these F's and that's what his usual grade is, or he wasn't trying. We had so much things going on that, you know, he was unable to find a good place to study and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, hopefully soon we'll hear back and that they will tell us that, yes, he can attend, because to me that would just be awesome. I am going to finish my cup of tea, play you a song, and we'll be right back, everyone.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn thing, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a little longer. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go.
It's Have a nice day.
Hey, take trash.
Good morning.
Customer. Tip me.
Why can't everyone just be more tea?
Hey, make a home. Uptown.
Downtown.
Uptown. Midtown.
Everybody.
Take that froggy.
Excuse us.
What? I don't care.
Nice.
One step at a time.
Do the movie theater, please.
Okay, big.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining.
Watch it. Boys, fake a ball. We're here.
Pick it.
No, we're not locked down. Hey,
you're working
here.
Truman, how do you cope with all these animals? Just be more tea. That's what I What would I do without you, Truman?
Lipton, be more tea.
I'm going to hear the excitement of two dogs wanting to go outside. And I know it sounds like they're killing each other, but they actually are excited. And loud. Hey!
Hey, it's so loud they turned the lights on and off in the room.
That's because Robert has the clapper, so. But yes, this is pretty much what our normal thing is for when the dogs need to go out. So we're going to end the show here. It's noon, everybody's got lunch and the such like to deal with, and we've got errands and stuff that we need to get on with too. So I would just like to say thank you for everybody for listening, and we will be back on, well, see, this is my problem, I have loud dogs. This is the tidiest one, who's bouncing on us. Thank you, AJ. We'll be back. There's the Peter West show tomorrow. We've got a special after WWE's Extreme Rules on Sunday. WFSO Aftermath on Monday. Tuesday is WFSO Smash Up, and Wednesday it is Back With Me. So we will play you out, and we will see you on the flip side.
What'd you hit this time? Gonna speak your mind. I know somebody's lying. It's always something. Her auntie told your cousin. Then all your homies jumping. And now the whole hood buzzing. He said, she said, don't let it get in your head. Baby, don't say something that you will regret. I'm on your team. It's a trust and you see, hey, can't gon' stop, they just want what we got.
full of things I can't honor, man. How you listen to a girl that still want a man? Tell me the truth, is that a man or Juana, man? I'm wondering why she ready to go like Wanda then. When we met, you was a V like Madonna, man. Now you in fear, running plays like Donovan McNabb. Before you get in the cab, I traded my cash just to take it back to last summer, man. You don't remember when you was my sweetest? You don't remember I call you Reese's Pieces? Cause it's no wrong way to do, you know what? She turned around, giggled, said, you so nuts. But nowadays we acting way too grown up. Like how your ex-girl get that new number. The rumors was so numerous. For sticking by me, I had to give you two thumbs up. And that's why
the more they come.